Welcome to Shifting the Narrative. My name is Brittany. I am new with videotaping myself, so forgive me if this is an awkward video. But I wanted to create this channel for myself and for women that maybe grew up motherless or didn't have a good relationship with a mother. Just a safe place for everyone to just come together and support and teach one another things we should have been taught at a young age, just about life or finances or just mental health, confidence, you know, because your trauma can shape all that, you know, as you grow up, because I struggle with pretty much everything, and I did, and I still do at times. But I just wanted women to just come together and support one another, and I just want to talk about things that I've learned along the way, maybe learn from someone else, how they deal with certain things, because I just think it's really good if you have some kind of support when at times, especially when you feel lonely. So that's the reasons why I am starting this channel. So a little about me is that I have 3 siblings. We all have either a different mom or dad. Actually, me and my sister, so we grew up with a mom, but we have a very toxic relationship, and I actually don't speak to my mom, which can be hard at times, especially with my new lifestyle. And I'll get to that in later episodes, but I just really want to start off from the very beginning, kind of what shaped the person who I am and how I changed my, you know, repetitive choices. So me and my sister, one of my sisters, we have the same mom, but neither one of us have a relationship with her. And then my other sister and brother actually grew up motherless, but we have the same dad. So I've seen both my sisters struggle with different things, along with I, and we can relate. We all relate in some kind of way with just not having a mother in our life. And I think it's just really important if people, instead of just hiding it or turning to negative things, maybe make it to more of a positive. You know, it still hurts not having a mom growing up or not having a relationship with mom. By the end of the day, we can, you know, we don't have to, like, how our life started doesn't necessarily have to be how it ends. Because my dad is an alcoholic, my mom pretty much chose her boyfriends over us, so we felt that's where our abandonment issues comes from. So it was just all toxic growing up, and I decided I just don't want that type of lifestyle anymore. But growing up in those situations, I attracted the people, you know, depressed people. I attracted people that were on drugs, or even got into drugs, or I attracted alcoholics. So I did, and I was a depressed person. Still have moments where I get depressed, but I attracted those type of people. So I kept reliving my trauma over and over again, until I finally just had to actually go to therapy and do something, probably about 7 years ago, because it was to the point of breaking me. So that's kind of a little bit about me. Something that kept me going as a kid was my faith. So I'm from Alabama. Church was always the number one thing. It didn't even matter if you're living Christian life or doing the right things, you just go to church. And my mom portrayed herself like she was a very Christian lady, but she didn't do Christian things emotionally and mentally, and there's physical abuse. So it was just like not good at home, but outside of home, she made it appear like it was good. And at the end of the day, by her doing that and her interrupting, like if me and my sister would say something about like, that's not true, she would interrupt us and make us seem like we're the bad people and we're pretty much going to hell because we sin all the time. So it was just very toxic that way. But going to church, I still have a lot of faith. But I really had a lot of faith back then too. So anytime a home situation got rough, just from things that happened, I always turned to the Bible. I just would read the Bible. I don't remember like scripts or anything, but I would definitely share with you scripts that really inspired me and kept me going. I have them written down, but having something like holding on to something like that really helped me. Because as a kid, I couldn't even tell you how many times I wanted to commit suicide. Or like my life will never change, or like this, like when is this going to be over with? Like, why is it constantly bad? So just holding on to faith and constantly, and I don't even know how my mind, or I shaped my mind to always think that, it just kind of happened. Especially I became a big believer when I would just open up the Bible, because I hear things in church, but I don't know anything about the Bible or where to look at for certain things, like certain scriptures for when you're feeling this way. I don't know any of that, but I would just open the Bible, turn to something, and keep reading, and it somehow related to me at that time. So I just had really a lot of faith that I wasn't alone, that God and Jesus was there with me. And even though I felt, it's so hard to describe how you feel, but I just felt like so broken, or like it just so much hurt took over my body. Like I would just, like my chest would hurt, my eyes would turn, like for some reason, I've had a lot of people like tell me this, but I guess my eyes would turn green. I have brown hazel eyes, so they would turn green if I'm really, really upset. Their bloodshot red. Like I just was so, like I cried all the time as a kid. So it was just like that faith kept me going, and I kept reminding myself like, this is like, it won't last forever. Eventually I'll be 18. I can get out of the house. I don't have to live here anymore. If I don't want to talk to her, I don't have to talk to my mom. And that's exactly what I did. I left when I was 16. I became very rebellious. I've lost so much respect for her after probably when I was turning 14 to 15. I started really losing respect for her and standing up for myself. And because I'm a very, difference between my sister and me, the one that lived with me, the one we had the same mom, is that I'm a fighter. I will fight back. Like I started fighting back, especially if she hit me, I would start hitting her back. Like, you're not gonna hit me. So, I started doing that. And my sister, I don't really remember much like what happened to her if she got hit, and I'm sure she did get hit at times, but I don't remember much because I was just so angry as a kid. Like I would black out as a kid. And I remember my first fight in school was not even because I wanted to fight. I literally blacked out and went over to the girl and hit her. So I was just so angry as a kid, and anything set me off that I would just, like, I just couldn't control. It would be very hard to control myself. And I didn't learn to control my anger until probably about 7 to 8 years ago, that's where I really learned how to control, to not lash out like that, because it could be very dangerous. And it's just not the person I wanted to be either. It was tough because I really didn't have anyone to look up to. My dad was an alcoholic, so on weekends when I would go to his house, it wasn't like he was just always partying. So there's always him drinking and drugs. And then my little sister and brother, I would watch out for them because everyone was getting drunk or high. So it was they needed someone to look after, even though I had so much fun at those parties because I didn't really understand this is not right. But me and my little sister and brother, I always kept them around me because you never know what could happen unless they were sleeping. But I always had my friends over, so we were always just being little hooligans and, making a mess and doing pretty much whatever we wanted, because it was fun. We had no rules. The parents were partying, playing the guitar, their drums, because they were pretty much all they were all talented in instruments, so that was their thing. And we just kind of did whatever we wanted. If we wanted to leave the house, I started driving when I was 11 years old at my dad's house, because he wouldn't care if I took his Jeep down on the dirt road with the friends. So there's definitely no rules at his house. It was really fun. And it did come to the point where I was just exhausted from it. So I would go to sleep at probably 10 o'clock at night, where my parent or my dad and them are still partying. So I was just so that's where my independence really came from, is I had to cook my own food. Sometimes there wasn't even food there because he would spend all his money on beer or maybe whatever else he did. And then my siblings didn't have food sometimes, or it would just be a bag of chips and we would just share. That would be our food. Not all the time that was just sometimes, depending on maybe how drunk he was or the situation, or if he even got food before he got home. Cause a lot of times is that he would pick me up on weekends, but he would be already drunk. So my mom wouldn't let me go to his house, which is understandable. I totally get that, because he was drunk. He would have been drinking and driving with me and I was young. But there was arguments because of that. My dad's a very aggressive person when he's drinking, and if he doesn't get his way, I remember, because we lived in the trailer, so I remember if he beat on the door, you can literally knock the door down, because if he was beating hard, the door was already coming open. It just was holding a little bit by a double. So if he really wanted to, he could have kicked the door down. And he would bang on windows, and then my mom would call the cops, and then there's recordings of him bad mouthing my mom. And it was just a constant, that was every other weekend for the longest time, until my dad realized to not drink before he gets me, to drink after he gets me. So he kind of got smarter with that situation. But there's times my mom would just show up at my dad's house if she wasn't having a good weekend, or if she wanted to just create drama. She would just show up to my dad's house because she knows my dad does that every weekend. But she would just pick and choose what weekend she wanted to do that. Because my mom, if she's unhappy, everyone has to be unhappy as the person she is. But back to my mom's situation, living with her, she was very controlling. She still, to this day, is very controlling. She thinks she's always right. You can't tell her anything or she'll attack you. She's a very negative person. There's nothing positive that comes out of her mouth. She either talks about how everyone's going to hell, or how just murders, or just, it's just so toxic, like how this world just needs to end. Like, it's just things I personally mentally don't like to hear and can't hear, because I know how I am as a person and my mental state. So it's just very toxic. And she was like that, as like from my childhood to this day, she's still like that. She will not like take accountability and grow up. And she needs to go to therapy herself, because she has mom and daughter issues with her mom. So it's just a competitive cycle of our family with mother and daughters. Like, I don't think any of our family that I know that was alive had a good relationship with their mom if they were female. So it's just a thing that happened in the family, and no one decided to break the cycle, pretty much. But no, she would just say that she would always say we're going to hell. That was like the number one thing. Or she just said a lot of things. Like, I blocked out a lot of it, so I can't really remember unless I really want to like dive into it and look at my journals, because I did write everything down. I wrote everything that bothered me down. I used to write poems that really helped me. But the biggest thing with mine and her relationship, and her and my sister's relationship, is that she had, she's searching for love. Like, that's her number one thing. She never felt loved. She never felt worthy. My stepdad at the time, Chris, he was pretty much my father figure. I looked up to him tremendously. Him and my mom were together for a really long time. Our lifestyle wasn't that bad. It was decent, but me and my mom, like, I just still could never relate to my mom. We were just not good together. But it wasn't as bad as it got once they got a divorce. And I just remember that day, him sitting me down, telling me him and my mom are divorcing, and he's leaving, and I was just so upset, because he did keep the peace in the family. But after he left, another guy instantly moved in. And this guy, he was not a good person, and I didn't like him the day I met him. And I'm very good at sensing people, seeing people's intentions. Like, I just learned very young, like, who I can trust, who I don't want to be around, who I think has bad intentions, or who has some kind of issue, but I can't figure out what the issue is, or I just distance myself from that people. I can tell very easily, what kind of person I'm talking to, for the most part. The biggest thing is I trust my gut. Like, if I feel something inside, like, this is not right, or I don't want to be around this person, I definitely listen to my gut, because it has saved me from a lot of situations by doing that. But this guy, as soon as I met him, I just, like, it was just a weird feeling. Like, I did not, like, it was such a weird feeling. Like, my friends stopped coming over. Like, I started wearing boy shorts, boy swim trunks around him, and a t-shirt to go swimming. Like, I just felt that uncomfortable around him. He was just a weird guy. But he also had anger issues. And if you look at him wrong or say one thing to him wrong, it was all hell broke loose. Like, I used to just, like, I never really took it. I kind of fought back. But I became very angry. Like I said, I'm an angry kid. I fought him. I, like, would kick him and hit him. I did not care how old he was. Like, I remember on Father's Day, my mom wanted me to tell him Happy Father's Day. I was like, hell no. I was like, he's not my father, and I don't have to tell him Happy Father's Day. Like, and she got so mad at me. Like, it was just another fight, because there was a fight every day. There was not a day we didn't fight. And then our vacations, either they're fighting or we're fighting. Like, I don't really remember, like, a good vacation. Like, it's very hard for me to remember And I know the bad takes over the good, but I barely remember good. I mean, there was good times. Like, we maybe played badminton in the evening together, but there was always a fight that later that day or earlier that morning. So it was like you couldn't just have a good day, especially if him and my mom's relationship was rocky or not having good with one another. That was like we would get the remainder of the anger. Like, they couldn't just separate, okay, we're fighting, we need to stop fighting and tend to the kids, or we can't do this around the kids. Like, it was just constant yelling and fighting, and a lot of it had to do with my mom thinking he's looking at other women, or like he's cheating, or like maybe she's not feeling the love she needs, or he's just mad in general. Just from whatever happens, you know, I don't know much about their relationship. I just know how it was in the household. Like, it became so exhausting as a kid that I literally, I felt like I was on eggshells, and I came home from school, I literally tried to just not fight because I was so exhausted. So I would do everything I could not for my mom not to just lash out. I remember saying yes ma'am, no ma'am, just cleaning up, like, just I was trying so hard. And I remember by me trying that hard to not fight, there was a fight that night, and to that point, that's when I realized, like, I do not care then. I don't care to try to be good. I don't care to listen to you. I'm not going to try to even, I distance myself from her, and if, like, I stayed in my room majority of the time, unless something happened. But they just wanted a fight. They literally wanted a fight because I remember I was in my room. I collected dolphins as a kid. I was in my room, and that was because dolphins were just so sweet and fun. And I lived an hour from the beach, so we were always at the beach. I love the beach. So dolphins, I really clenched onto dolphins, and I had a huge dolphin collection in my room. I remember having the stereo up a little bit loud, but you gotta think we're in a trailer, so the walls are super thin. You're not, like, I can turn as low as I can, but you're still gonna hear a little bit of it because we're in a single wide trailer. Like, that's just how it is. And I remember my mom's boyfriend telling me to turn it down. So I did turn it down. But then he kept saying, turn it down. And I said, I did turn it down, but if I turn it down any lower, I'm not gonna be able to hear it. So no, well, that set him off, and he literally broke my stereo and broke all my whole dolphin collection in my bedroom. So I was so mad at him. As soon as he went out, I probably was just saying whatever came out of my mouth, and I flicked him off. And when I flicked him off, that set him off again. So he came, and he literally bent my finger all the way back, because I'm surprised he didn't break it, because it was just such a weird feeling. Like, when you bend the finger back so far, like, I don't know, it hits like a nerve or something, and like I just couldn't move, or I don't, it was just such a weird feeling. I just couldn't move. And finally, like, after, you know, probably 1 or 2 minutes that's going on, my mom finally decided to butt in and get him off and just say, like, stop. But it's just like she let him do whatever he needed to for a few minutes, and then she would butt in because it wasn't leading to any good place. Like, especially if I'm, you know, especially I fall back half the time too. So, like, I was not scared at all. Like, if anything, it made me more angrier, especially not having like the strength or anything to do much. But my adrenaline was going that I had strength. Like, I remember one time that I was on the phone. I don't know who I was on the phone with. I was definitely 14 or 15. I was on the phone out by the volleyball net because I played volleyball in school. And he just looked at me, and he looked at me in such a weird way. Like, it was a bizarre, it made me feel so uncomfortable. So of course, me being me, I just said, what are you looking at? And That set him off. That set him off so bad. He made me come back in, come back onto the porch, hang up with whoever I was on the phone with. And then I don't really remember what happened. I honestly probably was mouthing off is what happened. And just like, well, you're looking at me weird and whatever, you know, because that I know I mouth off a lot once I decided I just don't care about any of them. So I mouthed off. He got so mad and I seen it coming. So I ran to my room and I ran to like my closet door and he came and he put my head, slammed my head against the closet door. And then I somehow pushed him a little bit and got off and ran onto my bed. And then he got onto me, but I had my feet up and I don't know, I think it was my adrenaline or I don't know what was going on, but I was able, but I was also in weight training and volleyball. So I did have decently strong legs. I was able to like press him up and I kind of pushed him off onto my dresser because I had a small room. So everything was just like closed in. So I pushed him onto my dresser and I just got out and then he stopped. But it was just like, I just remember that happening. I was very surprised that I could lift him because he's a grown man. So a lot of it probably had to do with a little bit of my strength, but a lot of adrenaline going on because I wouldn't like stop. I was not stopping. But then I remember times that he would like, because he never really beat my sister that much. But at times when he came at me, my little sister, because we're 5 years apart, she would try to butt in. I would get so angry at her for even trying because I'm just like, he's gonna knock you out. Like he knocks me out, he's gonna knock you out, like for sure. So I get so angry at her for trying. But and me and her were never close as a kid because we're the age difference, and she's also the smaller one, so the, you know, the youngest one. So I got in trouble for if she told on me, I got instantly in trouble, even if it was true or not true. So I just had a lot of, I didn't really have much anger towards her. I just stayed away from her because my mom was going to choose her over me anyway, no matter what the situation was. So I just kind of distanced myself from everyone really. But that was a few incidents. And then I did black out on my sister one time because I was just so mad because she was tattling on me. And my mom was about to come, even though I don't really remember what, it was something stupid. But my mom, like, even if it's stupid, my mom's still mean. And, like, she is not just, like, stop tattling. It's like, attacking. She'll attack me. So I was so mad that day that I just, like, I blacked out. I grabbed my sister's neck and I slammed her against the wall. And once I realized what I was doing, because my mom came out of her room, looked at me. I looked at my sister and then looked at my mom and I was like, what am I doing? Like, I realized I had a problem and I honestly didn't even hear anything my mom was saying. I just walked out the door and I walked miles down the road. I didn't even come back home until later that night. Like, I was so, like, trying to blow off steam. Like, I was not in a good place. But I did write and draw a lot and paint, and going to friends' house always made me feel better, and just getting away from my parents was always like good. Like, it was just a break. And then I went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and then if there's volunteer work that weekend or anything, I was always at church because, well, first, my aunt and uncle were the youth leaders, so they knew my situation, and my mom would, like, wasn't going to argue because I'm going to church. So, it was just a good break. And plus, there would be times that I would be going to church crying, and I was able to talk to my aunt about it, and she knew exactly what was going on. So, it wasn't awkward talking to her about it, or I wasn't embarrassed because she knows my mom very well. So it was easier. And then, yeah, I just didn't really, until this day, my mom will defend her. They're not together anymore. His name was Lonnie. They're not together anymore. But till this day, she'll defend him, and that will just set me off. Like, I remember probably 10 years ago, we got in a fight because she brought him up, and it was just, like, that's the trigger. He's the trigger, for sure, because that's when everything changed, got worse. She has her own issues that she needs to handle, and I've learned that over the years, and I've accepted the way she is. And she doesn't care to fix the way she is, or I mean, like, grow as a person, or take accountability, or go to therapy, or learn about herself. She just rather just stay that she's right and just keep it toxic, which has left her alone. And now she's completely alone. And I feel really bad, but at the end of the day, she made a choice. And we all have choices. And I made a lot of wrong ones along the way. But if I continued making the wrong choices, I probably was still reliving my trauma right now. And I just want to create this channel so women can come together and support one another and maybe even share their experiences or knowledge or life skills they learned or mental exercises that helped them or just anything. I just wanted to create a safe place for women because I feel like today, like, it's very, social media is negative. I'm not on hardly any social media. I did create me an Instagram for just this, to post stuff like this, and positive stuff on my Instagram so people can follow. But this also helps me to constantly, because to do this, you want to constantly be positive for everyone. You don't want to be negative. And it's good to talk about your trauma or things that you went through, things that you learned along the way, things that you shouldn't do along the way. And there's, like, my younger sister that doesn't have a mom. She's still learning, and I try to do what I can. But there's just obviously deeper struggles she has that I really don't know how to address. And if I can learn from someone else how to support her by her never having a mother growing up, I would love the knowledge. I'm very open to everything. I'm not going to be judgmental. And you don't have to be embarrassed, because that was the biggest thing for me. I just feel embarrassed about my whole situation or how my mom acts. And it's just, I mean, there's nothing to be embarrassed about, because it's not, you can't control that situation. So I've learned to only control myself and what I can, and everything else around me that I can't control, I either accept it in my life or just get away from it and not invite it in. And like, for instance, my dad, I do have a relationship with my dad. It's decent, but I won't talk to my dad if he's drinking, and there's certain times of the day I know he's drinking, so I don't answer my phone, and that's my boundary with him. Like, if he is drunk or drinking, I'm not talking to you, because, like, it's so hard to talk to an alcoholic, like, especially if he's drunk. It's not, sometimes he gets angry, or he's right on things, or he knows what's right, and it's just like a toxic relationship or a toxic conversation, just negative. So I do set boundaries with people, and it's for my own sake. And it leaves me with no family, really, because my grandparents, except for my dad's side, they're in their 90s, but my mom's mom is dead. All my aunts are uncles, except one on my dad's side, or a few on my dad's side, actually, I say that, on my mom's side. All my aunts or uncles are either on drugs, in jail, just have a lot of mental issues, and they just want money from you. They're just all toxic. It's all toxic. My cousins, I do talk to some of my cousins, but they're in the same boat as me. We're just pretty much, we don't have any family to go to on Christmas or Thanksgiving. And I shouldn't say completely, because I do have my husband's family, and also my mom, my dad's parents and sister. I have them, and honestly, probably if my Aunt Kathy, which is my dad's sister, wasn't involved in my life as much as she was when I was a kid, like she has a completely different lifestyle than any of the family. She is very, she's very classy woman. She is nothing like the family. I tell you that. She is definitely the black sheep, but the successful one. And she's traveled the world. She goes to all these fancy parties. You know, she has a nice house. Like, growing up seeing that, like looking at someone and knowing that's, I would love to have that type of lifestyle, really was always in the back of my mind. I knew that I didn't want to grow up like my mom, or grow up to be like my mom, or grow up to be like my dad. And not that living in a trailer, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just more of like, I don't want to waste all my money on toxic things, or I don't want to be just okay with having an old vehicle. Like, and honestly, materialistic things don't matter to me, but I knew I wanted at least a decent house and a decent car to get around in. I wasn't gonna just settle for something when I know I can work harder and get better. And they were just okay. They were just okay with living in kind of filth. Not my mom, but my dad. And my mom was okay with just living in a trailer. And like, their focus on like growing and getting a better lifestyle was just completely different. Which is not their focus. Their focus was either my mom was searching for what she was missing in her childhood or life. So like love or worthiness. And then, so she was just, became just so toxic, and now she's alone. Or like my dad just focused on drinking and just doing nothing with his life. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just the life that I didn't want to have. And I don't have much either, but it's definitely a healthier and positive lifestyle. And that's what all I wanted, was a healthier and positive lifestyle. And, you know, I'm able, if I want to get something, I'm able to work hard and get it. I'm not just going to settle, either. So it's just, I'm growing as a person. And I just want my siblings to grow. To not let their trauma hold them down, because that was my biggest thing, is that I constantly was restarting my life for like the last 10 years, because my own issues, my own mental issues held me back, my own insecurities, I was just constantly repeating. I was never getting anywhere, constantly moving, constantly trying to get a new vehicle, or, you know, because one broke down or something, like constantly chasing something, and I was just never stable. And that's just what I've decided to change, is just become a stable, healthier, happier, positive lifestyle. And that's what I'm creating, and trying to create. And I just want, you know, everyone to know that you might feel a certain way, because I'm still struggling. Like last week, I talked to my mother-in-law and about things, and we'll get to that to later episodes on, you know, what I'm struggling with now. But I just want everyone to just come together and help one another, and especially when you feel lonely, because I still feel lonely at times, especially when I look at my family lifestyle. I'm still lonely. So it's just, I just really want to start this channel for more of a support for each other, and hopefully, you know, share your experiences or share tips on how you get through things, because I think everyone needs that, especially how negative the world is. It's just so depressing, and I think we just need to support one another. So thank you for listening to this video. I hope to learn more about you as you learn about me, and I'll see you next time.